Edward and Joe Homper first discovered the state of Vermont in 1927, making day trips from the Whitney Studio Club summer retreat for New York artists in Charlestown, New Hampshire. In 1935 and 1936, the Hoppers again traveled to Vermont, this time from their summer home in Cape Cod, in Edwards' continuing search for new places to paint. During these quests, they identified the White River and what Edward considered to be Vermont's finest river valley, and they returned there for longer visits in 1937-1938, boarding at Robert and Irene Slater's Wagon Wheels Farm in South Royalton, Vermont. Over the course of his Vermont sojourns, Homper produced some 24 paintings, watercolors that are among the most distinctive of his regional works, strongly characterized by place. In her new book, Edward Homper in Vermont, Bonnie Claus tells the story of Homper's first visit to Vermont, their stays on the Slater farm, and their introduction to farm life. Bonnie Claus, welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hello, Joe. Thanks for having me.
A great pleasure to have you on the program. What got you interested in Edward Homper's connection to the state of Vermont?
Well, I first came to Vermont about 7 years ago with my partner, Mike Hogan, and we built a second home in South Royalton. And I was looking for prints and things that related to Vermont to hang on our walls. I went on eBay, and I found a poster, Edward Homper, Barn and Silo, Vermont, a copy of a painting, a watercolor in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. I'm a New Yorker. I thought I knew all of Edward Homper's works that were in the New York museums, and I was amazed to find that he had done any pictures of Vermont or that he'd ever been here. I went back to the biography that I'd read many years earlier and found a couple of paragraphs that not only had Homper been in Vermont, but he'd spent two extended sojourns in the summers of 1937 and 1938, right in South Royalton, literally down the road from where our new home was. So that's what started me on the quest to find out what other pieces he'd done in Vermont. And although they were all not very well known, they have been recorded some time ago. Gail Levin, who was the preeminent Homper scholar with the Whitney Museum in the 1980s, did the monumental biography of Edward Homper, and also the catalogue raisonné, the compilation of all of his known works. And the watercolors of Vermont are included in the catalogue raisonné, but they had been very rarely published, written about, and my experience once I, quote, discovered them, was that they were virtually unknown, especially in Vermont.
There is, in the introduction, I said this, of how there were 24 paintings and are among the most distinctive of his regional works. What other regions make up those works?
Well, Homper went, he and his wife, Jo, who he married in 1924. Just to give you an idea of the chronology, Edward Homper was born in 1882, his wife, Jo, in 1883. And so they married relatively late. Before their marriage, each of them had gone to the summer art colonies in Maine, Ogunquit Island and Monhegan, and also to Gloucester, Massachusetts. And after their marriage in the 1920s, they continued to go to those places where artists, a lot of them from New York, which is where the Hoppers were based in the winter, they continued to go to those places during the summer. In 1934, they built a second home on Cape Cod in the little town of South Truro. That studio home is still there, and they went there every summer from 1934 up until just a few years before they died, which was in the late 1960s. And so they would travel from New York every summer to Cape Cod, and then Homper would run out of things to paint. He would get restless. His wife, in her letters, wrote that he needed to find something new to paint. He's exhausted everything here on Cape Cod. And so they would get in their car and travel into various other parts of New England, and that's how they happened into Vermont. They went first in 1927 when the Whitney Studio Club, the precursor of the Whitney Museum of Art in New York, had a summer retreat for New York artists in Charlestown, New Hampshire. The Whitney had rented a mansion. The Hoppers went there along with a number of their other artists' colleagues, and then they took some day trips into Vermont. And subsequently, at least two, three, four more times, they traveled into Vermont, as I said, when Edward Hopper was looking for something new to paint. And they, after Vermont, they then continued to go to other places. They went in the 1940s, they went out west to Wyoming, and they went to Mexico a number of times during the 1940s, and Hopper did a small number of watercolors in those places. And again, these are each group of paintings that he did in these areas is distinctive. Last year, you may know, there was an exhibit of Hopper's very early works in Maine. They were exhibited at Bowdoin College
right.
in Maine.
Yep.
And those are oils, and they're very distinctive of the rocky coastline in Maine. And those were done in the 19-teens and maybe up until that 1919. So each area where Hopper painted, he did different kinds of things. So the Vermont works are really one of a number of, you could consider them subgroups of paintings within his larger works.
What I find interesting, and not to be too cliche about it,
yes.
But when you look at these two dozen works from Vermont, he is painting barns, cows, mm-hmm. sugar shacks, all of those sort of iconic Vermont images.
Well, yes and no. He started out in 1927 when he made a few, probably just day trips from New Hampshire. Those paintings include barns and farm buildings. And the later paintings in South Royalton, there's really only one building, and that's the sugar house from the late 1930s. He increasingly in Vermont focused on the landscape. And so my vision is that the Hoppers would drive in their car looking for places and stopping by the side of the road. They were he was born in 1882. So when he was in Vermont, he was in his mid-40s to mid-50s, and so was his wife. So they weren't climbing around the hills. They were driving along in their car, stopping by the side of the road and looking at things. So my vision is that the first trips, they were seeing what was the most obvious sights that you would see as you drive on Vermont Road, the barns, the farm buildings. There's a painting with a horse, and one of a few Hopper paintings, by the way, that includes a horse.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, I think he was looking for the river. He grew up on the Hudson River in New York, and I think had lifelong love of river landscapes or riverscapes. In 1937 and 38 in South Royalton, his paintings focus on the river. You can see in the distance some signs of architectures, rooftops, railroad bridge, a road, but otherwise these paintings, there's a series of seven, have no architecture at all, and certainly no people. They are an unusual for Hopper series of what you could call almost pure landscapes, and each one shows the river in a different mood, shall we say, different weather, a different place in the river with different features in the landscape, different kinds of trees, rock formations, different time of day. I think they are quite a remarkable series of the White River. And by the way, they have special significance to Vermonters now, because when I was writing the book, I like to say the river still looks the same today. You can still find these sites. They look exactly as they did when Hopper painted them nearly 75 years ago. As I was finishing the book, along came Irene, and the river landscape, of course, has now changed. So that gives maybe a special significance to Hopper's paintings. I will also add that they were done in 1937-38. It was 10 years after the first great flood in Vermont. And so I say that they give us a note of hope that the landscape will recover, because by the time Hopper was in South Royalton, the effects of the flood of 1927 were all but obliterated, and the scenes he painted are beautiful, peaceful, with no signs of the destruction of 10 years earlier.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful book. It is called Edward Hopper in Vermont. It is published by the University Press of New England. Bonnie Claus, I thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.